Governor Cuomo is riding his motorcycle from Long Island to the Hudson Valley, along with his girlfriend, Food Network star Sandra Lee, and musician Billy Joel, among others. It's to raise awareness for breast cancer screenings. Cuomo's also promoting a new law that stemmed from Lee's ordeal with the disease. As part of her treatment, she underwent a double mastectomy for an early-stage breast cancer. She says she was lucky.
And I can tell you how hard it's been on me. An incredibly difficult year. But the women who don't get diagnosed early, those are the women who really suffer.
Cuomo says the law now requires breast cancer screening centers to be open an additional 4 hours a week after 5 p.m. or on weekends to assure more access and insurance coverage of costs associated with screenings as well as support services.
There's no excuse not to get screened. It's not going to cost you anything. The hospital will be open the hours that you're ready. There'll be someone to walk you through it.
The motorcycle ride comes the day after the governor announced, just before marching in the New York City Gay Pride Parade, that he'll build a memorial to victims of anti-gay violence. The governor's events come after a somewhat disappointing end to the legislative session, where Cuomo failed to convince lawmakers to make ethics changes, even though both former leaders of the legislature were sentenced to prison for corruption. The governor, speaking in Buffalo recently after signing a bill to crack down on heroin and opioid addiction, says he's given up on the issue for now.
There's no point to calling them back because the measures they didn't do, they don't want to do.
The governor says the next route is to hold a constitutional convention when the next opportunity comes up in a couple of years. In the background of all the public events that the governor's been holding recently is the ongoing federal probe of Cuomo's economic development programs by the U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. Bharara, speaking on the weekend news show ABC This Week, told host George Stephanopoulos that he expects to prove that there's corruption in the Cuomo administration as well as in New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's office, which is also facing federal probes.
We have found that corruption is rife in a lot of institutions in New York and throughout New York. That's true in the legislature. It's also the case that there's corruption, we believe, in the executive branches as well. And we'll ferret it out wherever we find it.
The governor's been saying ever since the news of the investigation broke in late April that his staff is cooperating with the U.S. attorney.
We have many people in our administration who have been talking to the U.S. attorney's office. I said any way that we can be helpful, we will be.
Cuomo's also hired his own private investigator to look into the federal prosecutor's accusations. That move was criticized by Bharara, who said the most effective corruption investigations are those that are truly independent. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.